What if Voldemort's actual downfall is the fact that he could not sense lies of love? First of all, Voldemort is a powerful Legilimens. We also know that Snape is a natural Legilimens and a master Occlumens. Unlike Snape, Voldemort is not a natural Legilimens. He actually had to learn the skill. We also know that Voldemort was conceived under the influence of a love potion, which caused him to not be able to truly understand love. Another thing that we all know from the end of the book is that Snape was a double agent the whole time. We also know one of the biggest lies that was told in the series, Narcissa being able to lie to Voldemort that Harry was dead. Another thing that we do have to bring up just for the sake of this theory is that when Voldemort entered Harry's mind, the power of Harry's love was overwhelming to Voldemort, and he was not able to handle the thoughts of love that Harry was having when he entered Harry's mind. Now that we've talked about the things we know, let's talk about some of the things that we know in the realm of assumptions. We did talk about how Voldemort was conceived under a love potion, which kind of brought him to where he doesn't understand the concept of love or thoughts of love or even have love. And because of the fact that he doesn't understand love or can grasp the concept of love, maybe when he is reading people's minds, he kind of looks past thoughts of love because he's just like, oh, whatever that is, that's not important, looks for other things. And you're probably thinking, well, that's how he can find people's loved ones and what they care about is because they're thinking about it. But there's a difference between hiding things and associating them with love and associating them with the fear for Voldemort. So what happens is things that people love and care about, when Voldemort comes up and is trying to find out more information, they're thinking, oh, I'm afraid of Voldemort. I'm afraid of Voldemort. I hope he doesn't realize that such and such. So then Voldemort can take advantage of the fact that they're afraid that he might find out that information. So he uses fear to find out information and brings it to the top of their head. So then he doesn't need to look at things with love. If you truly love something, maybe you can lock it away where he's not going to go for it. So what if the association with something you're trying to hide is associated with love for someone else rather than your fear of Voldemort? Could you hide it behind the thought or the memory of a loved one or something you cherish and prevent you from letting that memory or thought out when being legitimized? What if that's what Snape did to be an expert double agent and was able to tie his secrets to his love for Lily, because his love for Lily is what caused him to become a double agent in the first place? So because he tied it to his love for Lily, Voldemort sees those memories of Lily and is like, I'm not going to look at those. Those are sad because you were sad. And he tries to see, okay, you're not lying to me. But the whole time it's hiding behind his memories of Lily. And if that's the case, what if that's what Narcissa did? Maybe for her love for Draco, she was able to hide the thought that Harry's still alive because all Voldemort could see was, I want to get to the castle because I want to find my son. So then Voldemort doesn't see behind that is the lie that Harry's actually still alive. But I'm only telling you he's dead because I want to go to the castle. She's telling him what he wants to hear rather than what she wants him to see. All right, so let's get to the conclusion and put all this together to make the theory work. Voldemort cannot legitimize lies of love because he doesn't understand love, and he overlooks it when he sees it while he's legitimizing someone. This is why Snape was able to get away with being a double agent for so long, and why Narcissa accidentally brought the downfall to Voldemort by lying and saying, no, that Harry kid's dead. I want to see my son. So where in Goblet of Fire, I think it is, in the graveyard, he talks about how, love, what a silly thing. Voldemort thinks it will conquer all, but it is not. The fact that I do not love is a strength. Well, Voldemort, you were wrong. Turns out it was your greatest weakness, and it brought your downfall. So there are some plot holes in this theory because it is a very complicated theory and can be easily explained in other ways. So as we talked about before, Snape was a natural Legilimens, but also a master Occlumens, which could have meant he was just a more powerful Occlumens than Voldemort was a Legilimens, and it allowed him to hide his secrets from Voldemort without Voldemort being able to know. It's a lot more simple than lies of love. And the same thing with Narcissa is maybe Voldemort didn't even try to read her mind because he just assumed, yeah, if she says he's dead, he's dead. Why would any of my people lie to me about Harry being dead? He's also distracted because that boy just broke all my Horcruxes except for my snake right here, but nobody else knows my secret, hopefully. And he also was just knocked out as well as Harry, so maybe he's a little bit disoriented and he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, he's dead, cool, that's what I wanted, I just won the war, let's go tell everybody. And didn't think, you know what, maybe she's lying to me. Maybe she's betrayed me because I kind of treat him like crap. And that's where his weakness really lies. So it does lie where his weakness is love, because Narcissa's love for her son outweighs her fear for Voldemort. But what do you think? Do you think Voldemort can't read lies of love, or is he just a little distracted, or there are people who are more powerful than him? Let me know down in the comment section down below. And if you like the Harry Potter content, make sure to check out my podcast, Lightning Struck Pages, where I take a random page from a random Harry Potter book and talk about it. And we will see you next time.